Right now, the Ho-Chunk is using just enough money from its own coffers to hire a chief of police and an assistant. After a police chief is hired, he or she is expected to apply for federal grants to help the force grow in staff and equipment.
And it has to be a law enforcement agency that's recognized by the state, which means that personnel need to be state certified, or at least the police officers do.
Sheila Corbine is the Attorney General for the Ho-Chunk Nation. She says another step will be to work with local non-tribal law enforcement to work out jurisdictional issues.
The Ho-Chunk Nation Trust land is in about 14 to 16 different counties, so it'll be a little more complicated than a tribe that just has a set reservation. We hope to have law enforcement where Ho-Chunk has either businesses or housing communities, Wittenberg, Nakusa, in Black River Falls, in Wisconsin Dells. So they're pretty spread out.
Corbine says the Ho-Chunk hope to have a small police force in place by early next year. She says while the tribe plans to crack down on gangs and domestic violence in the tribal community, it'll be nice enough to have police enforcing regular ordinances and making people feel safe. Corbine says President Obama has just signed the Tribal Law and Order Act, which will help channel even more dollars into growing tribal police forces. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.